What's going on, folks? Welcome to the Bearded Wisdom Podcast. I am your host, Les McDaniel, and I am the keeper of peace over the last 2 weeks, helping you begin to tap into that, find out how you can really dig into the foundations of peace that you were established with, meaning created with, brought into this world with. And this show is here to inspire the uninspired, to unstick what is stuck, and to liberate that leader within you. But before we unlock all that, I want to make sure you know where you can find me as you're scrolling, as we can sometimes get stuck doing on our phones or on our computers. On Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at epicfusion.life. And on TikTok and YouTube, you can find me at Bearded Wisdom, just like the podcast. That is Bearded Wisdom. And we will drip wisdom all over you throughout the day, throughout the weeks, anytime you need it. Hopefully, we will show up in that feed and allow for you to be able to, well, be inspired, to get unstuck, and to liberate that leader within you.
There comes a time in life where you got to make a decision. You can write your own story or let someone else tell it for you. This is the show for that time. This is Bearded Wisdom with Les McDaniel.
Moving forward today, this is number 10 of episodes on the Peace Index, which is conquering chaos to find fulfillment in life. That's what we're here to do today. We're going to conclude today, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to truly, well, just unleashing that for you to be able to really tap into this, because here's the deal. Your peace is nobody else's responsibility but your own. It's all on you. And I know that may sound like a big thing, and you may be sitting around going, well, yeah, but you don't know about this, and you don't know about this. Well, do you even know what's causing you to not be at peace at this particular juncture in your life, especially if you've gone through all of these last 9 podcast sessions that we've done? You see, I can tell you that I have gotten stuck in a rut in my life at certain particular points, and I'm a little bit of ashamed. I mean, I'm trying not to live in shame, but I can tell you that I have struggled with the fact that there's been a couple of years, few years, in which I've struggled to really find peace. And there are often times that I found myself, the only way I could find peace was when I distracted myself, and it wasn't really true peace. It was something that was just mimicking it. It was blinding me to it. It was just another form of chaos heaped upon other forms of chaos in my life. And so this peace index is really just a tool for you to be able to use as often as you see fit. I try to use it at least once a week, if not more often, to really be a mirror into my own soul, to really be able to see where I am, to be aware of, to be clear on, and to be able to dig in and to begin to allow myself judgment-free this opportunity into self-awareness that allows me then to recognize some of those tendencies within me, and to then create new patterns of behavior that lead to different outcomes in my life. Now, it can be painful to do this, to analyze it, but it really is important for you to really almost gamify it for yourself, to really allow yourself the opportunity to day in and day out to go in there and give yourself some wins around ways in which you create new patterns of behavior around certain tendencies that you have. And you may be sitting there going, what are you doing? You're talking about like tracking it in an Excel spreadsheet or something? Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can use Airtable. You can use Excel spreadsheet. You can use, if you're an Apple person, you know, I mean, that's my go-to. I'm obsessed with the Apple factor. You can use Sheets on Google. There's all sorts of ways in which you could track this. But the real key is to begin to be willing to allow for that ability in your life to be able to tap into it. Because here's what I know is happening. Some of you are waking up and you're immediately flipping on your phones and you're being bombarded with the news and all the things that are negative in our world. And you know that you got to get up for a job that's a dead-end job that you don't like, that you're really struggling with. You sense that there's some sort of other war brewing beyond what is actually out there right now between Russia and the Ukraine. And you're feeling like there's some tensions in the air. And there's all sorts of possibilities about us going into nuclear war. And then you know that your family members are driving you crazy. You had that fight last night. Your kids got to get somewhere. Your partners are not necessarily on board with the next plan that you have for your company. It's kept you up till 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. You are frustrated because you spent too much time dilly-dallying rather than getting the job done that you needed to get done. And now you're up against a deadline that you're not even sure you can make, and it's not going to be the best. You're at the oldest age you're ever going to be, which is literally where we all are at any particular moment, at the oldest age you're going to ever possibly be, and you're feeling like you're at a dead-end job and you haven't really made the progress that you want to make. You're frustrated because your kids can't seem to commit to the things that they're really committed to. The list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. You know, I can tell you many times in my life where I wake up and I'm just overwhelmed by all the things that I think I am supposed to do. And there's no peace there. There's no peace there. Some of the things may not have fit you exactly, but some of them may be dead on. And ultimately, I think you can resonate with the fact that some days we just wake up and we are just overwhelmed. And so the check-ins that we've talked about are going to be such a key component for you as we move forward. The best place to start here is to really get serious about beginning to just put down on paper your tendencies, to own those tendencies. And what does that mean, to own a tendency? Yeah, that's what it means. It means to own it. It means to actually wear it like a badge of honor that you're working on. A badge of honor, not in the way that you're proud of it. You don't walk around saying, hey, look at me. This is who I am. Deal with it. No. It's not that. This is all in perspective of actualizing yourself with the background that you are just a part of a greater whole. You are at the forefront of your life. You are the leading actor of your life. That is who you are. However, you're a part of something that is much bigger than that. You're a part of a grand play. You're painting a masterpiece, P-E-A-C-E, alongside of me and many others. And there's others who are not really interested in painting that, but you get the choice to choose that. And so in order to do that, you have to understand what you're working with. You have to understand the colors of chaos that are ensuing upon your life through your tendencies. The awareness of those tendencies will allow you then to begin to create and paint that masterpiece portrait of who you are, as well as the complete landscape of your life if you desire. Is it going to be perfect? No, but what painting really is, what masterpiece really is about, it's actually more about the textures. It's more about the chaos that is being brought together to create something in a form that is so beautiful. So if you want to jump right into this in the Peace Index in the last chapter in the conclusion, here is a list that I'm just going to read straight from this that I think is going to be important. Here's what needs to happen for you if you truly want to be able to deal with the frustrations that you feel, that chaos, that unbelievable overwhelm that comes into your life. Here is the plan for you. You want to go through the list of your tendencies and circle the ones that you can control and cross through those you can't control. We have to separate worry from the actual issues, and we have to dislodge worry from the center of our mind, body, and spirit. Anxieties create nothing good and rarely come true. Don't let them own you. And what that really boils down to is that many of us are living in a past-future mentality. And that past-future mentality is really all about us imposing some of the measures of our life, some of those sad moments, the traumas, that word that is out there so much right now, and the triggers and all these things that we have created and blame life on. And we impose those on our future. Rather than recognizing that in this moment, there is no such thing as our past outside of the informing that it can do for making new steps forward. So in this present moment, it is a present future mode of operation that is really key. Living in that past does us no good. Pretending like that divorce that happened in your life 5 years ago is going to be the result of every single divorce that you have moving forward would presume that you have no ability to learn. However, many of us don't learn. And it's because we don't really go through the process of truly tracking and sitting down and dealing with the nitty-gritty issues that we face, those tendencies that created our circumstances. And instead, we just let that be a blur. We live in the chaos that ensues when we don't actually deal with the way that occurred in our life. And so what we're doing here is tracking those tendencies so that we can not be bound by the actions that we have always taken, those habitual ways of living. But instead, we can replace those with something that is good and informative for moving us into the next phase of life so that when we approach that new relationship, that new job, that new project, that new task, that new client, that new baby, all of these things give us that opportunity to actually begin to create new patterns of behavior that allow us to have different outcomes. So since you've already taken that Peace Index And it's a great way for you to be able to track those systems. I would really encourage you to go ahead and actually create an Excel spreadsheet or go to Airtable or go to Sheets on Google and really create these layers. Here are my tendencies. And here is when those tendencies show up. Here is the consequences of those tendencies. And here are the outcomes of those results. And then another column that is ultimately a new pattern of behavior. And yes, I actually have this. And if you do go look at the book and on the Peace Index, it's in the last chapter, you will see there's a link to an Airtable that you can actually go in and create this with if you want to do that. But you can track this. You can track this alongside of your Peace Index. It's a great way to go about it, but it's really pretty simple. I'll say it again. It's knowing your tendencies, knowing the habitual patterns that create the actions that you take, that then result in consequences for your life that lead to the results that you have in your life. And from there, so that's the five different things that you're putting down that you know. And then the sixth one is, what is your new pattern of behavior that you can put in that place? And that can be trial and error. You can add new ones. You can try to figure it out in a way that sees that tests things out. And then the real key component is just sharing this with someone, sharing this with the people that are in your life. Share this with the people that you work with. Because when they begin to understand who you are and your tendencies in those moments and that you're working to change those things, it creates credibility within that organization almost instantly. When you can stand firmly in your own health and your own self-awareness with the confidence that you want to move forward in a new direction that is more healthy for you and those in your life, it's a powerful step that they can mimic or repeat. It's repeatable. They can see it. They can ask questions about it. They can truly begin to let their own guard down because you've let them into your life. And so this is where you then take that same notion and you can begin to play this out in each of those categories with purpose, people, place, personal health, and your provision so that you can increase that 100% to the 100% marker in your Peace Index. And we want to make sure that you find that driver, that you're a keen observer of what's really going on in that one specific area. Specifically for me, it's purpose. It's an important part of really tapping into where your strength, we'll call that lead indicator, that is where your strength resides. That is where you feel the most powerful. And it's in that place that we want to spend a little more time to really begin to find ways to improve upon that. And so begin that by beginning to work that into your own daily practices, and then really bringing that into your workplace in ways that can also be supportive of others. These tools that you are using for yourself are merely mirrors into who you are. You can allow others to look into. You can teach them how to use these tools. And in doing so, you're not accusing and being judgmental or coming down on someone. You're opening a door into self-awareness for them to look at their own reflection in the mirror. And it's only when someone isn't willing to look, which does happen, we do know those stories, that's where the real power comes for you. As you are helping others in this process, just know that there are many of us out there who are really out there seeking to be ambassadors of peace in this world, to be ambassadors of a new way of leaning into conquering the chaos, the external realities that can weigh upon us that are out of our control. And you can be somebody who is a peace giver, a peacekeeper, and really begin to develop that same unique gift in others along the way. So as we move forward in this podcast, we're putting to bed, we're never putting to bed peace, but we are moving on from peace and going to begin to talk about other tools that are ultimately around centering you into that greater sense of self-awareness that allows you to understand maybe modes that you will operate in, the intensity through which you go through life. We call those the five gears. And I think that's going to be a really powerful place for you to begin to discover ways, yet another way to begin to manage peace in your life is by understanding this way that you are operating from the idea of, well, we won't get into all the gears today, but I can assure you that the gears of life and understanding that some of us are revving that engine in the red and in fifth gear, some of you are in 10th gear all the time. You never stop. You're so focused on productivity and getting things done that you just lose sight of everything else around you. And then some of you are just lazy. And that's not being critical. It's not being judgmental. is that some of you are so caught up in this idea that all the external realities of chaos are coming in upon you so heavily that you have just rolled over and said, I'm done. And I have people in my life that have done just that, where they've just rolled over and said, I'm done, and they barely make it through the rest of their life, and they struggle, and they're always seeming to be, well, not at peace, caught in chaos. And these tools that we're going to show you are important pieces of getting to understand how you can utilize all the gears of life to serve maximum productivity, all the way down to resting and even going backwards and going in reverse and learning that sometimes we got to go back and say we're sorry, and we have to reflect on things that have happened in order to move forward in a way that is more positive for those that we are involved with. So that said, thanks for being with me for this long 2 weeks of peace. But my goodness, we could go another 14, 15 years of talking about peace before we ever had the incredible impact that I hope we can have by just one person, just you, beginning to impact the rest of your world with peace, conquering chaos, and finding fulfillment in this life. So for now, I'm signing off. Peace to you. And we will see you, well, when we hit the gears next week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bearded Wisdom Show. You got a buddy or friend who needs to hear this. Please send them a link. And don't forget to hit that follow button so you can come back and hang out with Les every day.